Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live. Welcome to the program. Phones are open, and you can join us here if you want. You can bring us anything that's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Arya.
Big news that's certainly getting talked about a lot on social media. At least Twitter. I'm not on anything else except for our own
socials. It's getting talked about elsewhere, like on Facebook and stuff. People are talking about it, and it's pathetic. I mean, it's exactly what you would expect, right? I mean, you've got some people freaking out. You've got other people who are convinced that this is the greatest thing to ever happen to Twitter. Then you've got the libertarians who's like, thank God, Jesus has now bought Twitter. We're in good hands now. And then you have the other ones who just want Trump to be unbanned for whatever reason.
He should be.
He's entertaining, if nothing else. But, I mean,
you're talking about Elon Musk buying Twitter. Apparently it is, I don't know if the deal has closed yet or what the exact status is of it, but earlier today it was announced that the Twitter board had voted, I think yesterday, to accept Elon Musk's offer of $43 and change billion to purchase the social media website. And he'd come in at an offer of $54.20. So there's a 420 in there, and he's into that. He likes to use the number 420.
But doesn't his company fire people if they fail drug tests for marijuana?
I heard that story a while back. Yeah, I don't know if they changed that policy after it.
After he was smoking on the Joe Rogan Experience, I doubt it. Because, I mean, he's kind of a tool like that.
The stock went up a little bit, and people are, as you said, Arya, fighting over this online. I am skeptical that Elon Musk is going to be this great man, right? Like, because there's so many people that believe in this great man syndrome, that the idea that there's one great man that will lead us to freedom or will lead us to goodness or whatever. And
well, it's certainly not Elon Musk.
Yeah, you've certainly been a critic of his. I've been.
A broken clock is right twice a day, right?
He seems to be right a little more often than twice a day. At least as far as his opinions are concerned, whether or not he's running his businesses in the way that a principled libertarian would run them, at least the words coming out of his mouth are pretty spot on. Now, again, actions speak louder than words, of course, but I mean, he does call out the state for being inefficient and evil and a monopoly on violence. I believe he's even used those terms.
Let me say to Barack Obama.
He did. That's true. But Musk does seem to be a little more critical. The Babylon Bee did an interview with him for an hour and a half. I mean, so I tend...
Really?
Yeah, I tend... This was like months ago. I haven't watched the whole thing yet, but I've sort of slowly been plodding through it. There's a lot I like about the guy, but I don't think you should trust him. I don't think that he's going... I don't think he's going to create a true free speech platform. And even he himself has already, and I don't have the tweet or whatever that he made about it, but even he has made a statement that made it pretty clear that he was trying to temper people's expectations about how free the free speech would be if he got in control, because there's obviously still laws that he's going to have to follow, right? So you won't be allowed to get on Twitter and threaten somebody. That's even though
I don't see why not, though. Twitter's not a publishing platform.
Mm-hmm.
They are a self-publishing platform. So, I mean, they don't... If this was to be run properly, right, where they don't own any of the content that gets created there because they don't produce it, the tweet belongs to the end user who actually tweeted it, then they wouldn't be held responsible for any of the stuff that gets tweeted, right? Just like the company that sells you the megaphone isn't on the hook when you get out there in the streets and you're yelling that, you know, someone needs to execute the president or whatever. which obviously no one should be out there doing that or arguing for that, but the mega company, the megaphone company, they still wouldn't be responsible for that. Just like the gun manufacturers aren't responsible for the people who go out there with guns and cause mass deaths.
There are people who would like them to be, but yes, you're right. They should not be held responsible for those things, and the megaphone company shouldn't be held responsible. But, on the other hand, the megaphone company has no way of actually regulating the speech, whereas a company like Twitter absolutely does. They
have
the database.
Not if he takes a baseball bat to all of that, and he's like, we can no longer really regulate it. Once it's put out there, it's put out there, and that's it.
The only way to do that would be to, like, make it a blockchain-based thing where it was completely unassailable as far as some sort of administrative changes.
That would actually be pretty awesome.
Well, the folks over at Twetch, T-W-E-T-C-H, which is a Bitcoin SV-based, blockchain-based social media platform, they've already done that. So if you, I mean, you and I can't join it because it's crypto-related, but you know, for anybody that actually wants to see what that is like, they have that. And
why would they call it Twetch, though?
See, I don't know.
Crypto people, they need to
learn how to spell?
Yeah. I mean, because
the problem is all the correct spellings are already taken for URLs, so that's probably one reason why you see all these.
I suppose, but it reminds me of Odyssey, right? Which, like, trying to explain to someone how Odyssey, the video platform, is spelled, I'm not even sure off the top of my head. I would just go to video.freetalklive.com,
that's
right?
That's why we have that URL.
But I think it's like O-D-Y-S-E-E or something like that.
Yes, and I've been typing it so long, I'm not even sure how to spell Odyssey the real way now.
Yeah, I could totally see that happening, though.
I think there's an extra Y on the end of Odyssey.
And there's two S's.
Yeah, and no two E's. I think that's it. But
it's just a silly problem for anyone to have. I mean, I understand why it exists, right? But, I mean, I understand
why the name of it exists?
But kind of. Why
probably because the other way was taken. Although
why not call it something else, then? There are ways of compiling letters into words that are not already claimed by someone else on the Internet, right? And even so, how...
And there's all these other domain names as well.
Odyssey.com may have been a bit expensive, but yeah, like Odyssey.tv or something like that, that's bound to be available. Right. Is it like FreeTalkLive.tv available?
It is, but .tv is a pretty expensive extension.
I mean, we also don't want it. I'm just saying, just because it's claimed on one... what is the word I'm looking for?
TLD.
Yeah.
Nobody is joining us. Welcome, nobody.
Nobody's here.
Good to have you. So we're talking about the Elon Musk purchase of Twitter, which I'm sure you might have heard about, although I know you're nose deep in programming these days.
I actually haven't looked up from my code since Friday.
Wow. Well, Elon Musk has purchased Twitter. The Twitter board of directors voted over the weekend to accept his offer of $43 or $44 billion.
Now, I'm confused how this works, right? Because they don't own the Twitter board doesn't own that much stock.
Correct. But they have a fiduciary duty, as I understand it, to do what is in the best interest of the majority of the stockholders. And since Elon Musk's offer was higher than what the price of the stock was at the time when he made it. It's still higher. It's like 50-something apparently today, and he offered $54.20. So because a profit is there to be made, they pretty much have to take the deal unless they can, like, rattle the somebody else's cage and get them to offer more than what Musk is offering.
And the poison pill didn't work, I guess.
The poison pill never went into effect because the poison pill, as I understand what they were trying to do there, would only affect someone buying through the market. So so the idea for listeners that have not heard this, it was late, maybe a week or so ago, the board of directors said, we're going to do this poison pill plan to stop anyone from hostily taking over Twitter by buying shares in the marketplace. But that's not what Elon Musk is doing. So the poison pill plan would have been in place if they rejected his offer. Then Elon would have maybe tried to buy shares in the market. Then he would have been affected by the poison pill. But because they accepted his offer, poison pill never took effect.
So how does this work? Now, everyone who owns shares of Twitter has to sell it?
That's correct.
Yeah.
As I understand it.
So this person can just come in
if they don't want to.
I don't know. I would speculate
the shares value drops to zero if they don't want to sell.
Well, see, here's the thing. Musk did say that he wants to keep shareholders. So in a private company, you can still have shares. So I don't know if there will be a way to convert your public shares into private shares. Who knows what this is going to look like? If you know, if you pay attention to stocks, let us know. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can take control of the airwaves. It's the point of the program. You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We have our own social media platform.
It's we do.
Social.freetalklive.com.
We've got a couple of them.
Do we have more than one?
Well, we got the Matrix, too.
Well, I mean, I guess chat rooms are technically social. But it's...
Those are kind of antisocial.
It's definitely filled with antisocial trolls on the chat server there. And that's over at chat.freetalklive.com if you want to learn about how to get connected to that server. But the actual social media site is social.freetalklive.com. That is running Mastodon, which is, by the way, the same software that Donald Trump is running on his Truth Social platform.
Well, they modified theirs pretty extensively.
We're using it anyway.
We actually were using it first.
It's true.
Long before Trump. In fact...
Before Gab, too. They used it as well.
No. Gab had us beat by years.
Gab uses Mastodon? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
they use a hacked version of Mastodon.
So does Trump.
Correct. Trump hacked his up so bad that it doesn't even work on Android now. So if you
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, if you want to use Android, you got to go to our site. social.freetalklive.com.
I can't talk too much about that. I hacked cell 411 up so bad it doesn't work on Apple anymore. So between
the
two
of us,
we balance.
Yeah, well, the difference is Apple's like a tenth of the phone market, and so if you lose them, it's not the end of the world, but it's still not good. I presume we're going to be back on Apple at some point, cell 411.
Yeah, I just haven't looked at it. I've been getting the Android version polished up first,
gotcha.
So I have the server in tip-top shape.
And that's important.
Yeah, that's going to make it a lot easier. Working on an operating system I didn't understand client-side while also dealing with a server I didn't understand would have been
disaster.
Too much for me.
So we're going to get back into what's happening with Twitter. But speaking of Donald Trump, he says that he is not going to be returning to Twitter, according to a report over at Fox News, even as Elon Musk has now purchased, or I guess is closing on, again, we don't know the exact status on whether or not Musk has finalized the deal, but supposedly the Twitter board had announced that they have agreed to be acquired by Elon Musk for approximately $44 billion. The former president told Fox News he will formally join his own Truth Social over the next 7 days as planned. Are we supposed to believe?
There's so much wrong here. I would believe Donald Trump if he said, I'm not running for president in 2024. I would believe him.
Yeah.
But if he got unbanned from Twitter saying that he's not going to come back, BS, man. You will be back that day. You will come back groveling on your knees, thankful to have the opportunity.
He won't act like that.
No, he won't. But
for all I could tell, he loved Twitter more than anything else in the world.
Yeah. He was on it multiple times a day.
Yeah.
And instead of being president.
Which is fine.
Yeah,
well,
it is.
Not instead of. He managed to work it in.
Well, any amount of time he's on Twitter is an amount of time he's not doing anything presidential. So I think that's a good thing. If only we could get more politicians hooked on social media and make them way less productive with destroying our freedom.
I mean, usually it's some
great
press secretary doing these
right,
things, right? But
kid.
With Trump, it was, no, this is my Twitter and I'm handling it. And like, good on you for that, dude. He would absolutely be back.
I got to admit, I miss Trump. With all the Biden madness, I miss Trump. It's frightening. I never voted for the guy. I didn't want him to be president, but oh my God, Biden is a horror show.
See, I would like to see President Trump with Vice President Joe Biden. It's like a sitcom, right? Where Trump's duty is to take care of a creepy Uncle Joe and keep him from doing anything too embarrassing.
Wasn't there a time when you could vote separately for vice president and president?
There was.
That went away, though.
Well, originally, as I understand it, the vice president was the guy who came in second for president.
Oh.
That was originally. So usually the president and the vice president would have been on opposite sides of the political spectrum.
See, we need to bring that back. Because that makes them that means they're going to spend more time bickering.
Fighting.
Which makes them less effective.
And also, it's a much better payoff if somebody shoots a president that way, because you end up with somebody completely different instead of his right-hand man.
Some people might like that, right?
Not that I encourage that sort of thing.
Because
usually.
Yeah, you still get a bad guy either way. But the former president told Fox News Monday he will formally join his own Truth Social over the next 7 days as planned. Why is it that he planned to join his own website 2 full months?
Did he already join it, though?
Yeah, there's a post.
He tweeted like one.
Yeah, the very first day Truth Social opened to the public, Trump posted there, or somebody on his account posted there. And it was some sort of statement like, your favorite president is coming soon, or something like that. So it didn't give the indication that he'd be right back to post a second time. And ever since then, it's been complete radio silence from Donald Trump on his own platform, leading many to ask the question of, why are we here? You know,
I think he probably was just too impressed with himself to be on there tweeting to nobody.
But he had like 500,000 followers right quick.
Yeah, that's not enough for him.
Apparently not.
It's not for a former president. Imagine Barack Obama starting his own, you know, social media server. He would have tens of millions of people signing up to join it.
Well, yeah, but he might launch with an Android option, and Trump didn't. I mean, Trump would probably have 5 million followers. If you can get 500,000...
Those were not the droids he was looking for.
Yeah, if you can get 500,000 users on iPhone exclusively... Within a month or so, you can certainly get five plus million if you were to open up to Android users and web users.
But he didn't.
He didn't.
I wonder how many people bought iPhones just to be on Truth.
Good question.
He botched the rollout so badly that the software can't exist or doesn't exist on Android. Barack Obama, despite all his flaws, is knowledgeable enough to have not done something so monumentally stupid to sever 90% of the...
Do you remember the Obamacare website that didn't work at all?
We're not talking about the government creating a social media platform, though.
Yeah.
We're talking about Barack
Obama. He put his name on it. I'm sure that Trump isn't writing code
himself. Republicans
put
his name on it. It's called the Affordable Care Act. Republicans called it the Obamacare Act in order to, you know, denigrate him. He didn't actually put his name on it.
We got more coming up here. You can share your thoughts on the Twitter deal, which is apparently in the works right now. It's happening. There's no going back. They voted to accept Musk's offer.
Yeehaw!
And I've used this little checking tool to see if my account was still shadow banned, and it is not shadow banned at this time, which is interesting because it was 2 days ago. There's a little tool. I'll show you here in a moment. The number is 603-283-6160, but Bonnie's account still is, so I don't know what that means. There's more coming up. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Ukraine is reportedly asking the United States for $2 billion per month in emergency economic aid. Ukraine's finance minister telling the Washington Post that his country needs $5 billion a month in international aid, including $2 billion from the United States. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced they will lift Title 42 at the end of May. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki claims President Biden will engage with Congress to enact immigration policies.
We have a broken immigration system that's been long overdue to be fixed. He agrees with that and is certainly happy to discuss that during this meeting or any other meeting he has with members of Congress.
Title 42 is a policy that allows the United States to deport illegal immigrants whose country of origins is experiencing a rapid spread of a disease. USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump says he will not return to Twitter even after billionaire Elon Musk purchases the social media company. Trump saying he instead will start using his own Truth social platform to voice his thoughts. Twitter agreed to be acquired by Musk for about $44 billion. Ukraine is again accusing the Russians of committing war crimes.
Ukraine authorities have accused Russian leadership and the military of targeting civilians, claiming mass graves have been found with a large amount of victims. As Russia denied the allegations, the International Criminal Court in The Hague will join the investigation. An investigative team was set up by Lithuania, Poland, and Ukraine. ICC prosecutor Karim Khan and the prosecutors general of those three countries signed an agreement Monday. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Dow gaining 238 points on Monday to close at 3449. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can join the show here. You can dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
You can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Archives go back for many, many years, and they're all for free. So again, that's freetalklive.com. More about the Twitter deal, which is official. The Twitter has sent a press release out acknowledging this a few hours ago. So we'll share a little bit from that Elon Musk is going to be buying Twitter and taking the company private at the time that the sale completes. Now, what does that mean for the existing shareholders? That's not very clear. I'm not a stocks guy, so I don't know how this process goes. If you do know a thing or two about it, feel free to give us a call and explain it. 603-283-6160, or maybe you're a Twitter shareholder or something, you kind of know what's coming. Feel free to let us know. But let's go first to Michael. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Michael. Michael? Oh, sorry. I had you muted. We got you now. Go ahead.
We've been putting Michael through hell.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Welcome. Picked you up in WNIS in the late aughts.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so I spent a couple of decades on active duty and lived under a socialist-type regime. And
as do we all.
One of your frequent callers there. So I flew out here to Albuquerque to be on business, and I did not see. I guess I'm missing what Sarah's looking for in her socialist world. I didn't see a lot of people getting hit in the streets or pedestrians or anything like that. So,
yeah, I got to be honest.
I would like to put it.
I kind of agree. You know, if I visited Albuquerque or New Mexico, wherever Sarah is actually at in New Mexico, I assume it's Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, yeah.
I'd be kind of disappointed to, like, walk around and, you know, not see pedestrians flying through the air as, you know, vehicles driving 80 miles per hour. Off-road vehicles driving 80 miles an hour don't just plow through them. I'd be kind of disappointed to see just the...
Like a real-life Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, basically. Right. Because that's how Sarah makes it out to be.
I mean, I have heard that New Mexico is a pretty terrible place to live as far as crime is concerned. But,
and corruption.
But anyway, what were you going to say, Michael?
Is that because there's a lot of it or because it's hard to get away with it?
A lot of it. Michael?
Yeah, what I was going to say was, I mean, I would extend an invitation to Sarah and Richard. I'll take them both out to dinner and... if they can sell me on the ideas of socialism after I lived under it, and I still refuted them.
Well, I'll say this. I don't think Richard agrees with socialism. I think he likes Sarah, and he lives with her in the trailer park or wherever. But
As I understand it, he likes seeing her naked.
Yeah, yeah. I think she cleans the house naked or something like that.
Isn't she like 60?
He's 70.
Oh.
But
I guess you got to take what you can get at that point.
Yeah, I mean, we've had Richard call in some nights that Sarah calls in, and he will take essentially an opposite opinion from her on a lot of issues. So I don't get the feeling that he is a communist at all. But you do want to take the two of them out, huh?
I will put that invitation out. So I'm in town Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm flying back to California Friday, so...
So does that mean, because Sarah doesn't actually listen to this show. She just calls this program out of activism. So are you suggesting that I take your number down off the air and then give it to her so she can call you? Because she cannot email. She has no Internet access. Is that something you want me to do? Because I'll do it.
I remember that.
Huh?
That would work out here.
Okay. Yes. All right. That's a very generous offer. So I'm going to put you on hold here, and then we'll get your number taken down, because she calls every night. So, I mean, there's almost no doubt that by the time the second hour of the show is complete, we will have heard from Sarah in New Mexico. So I will be able to, I'm confident I will be able to successfully, at the very least, give her your number. And whether or not she calls you, obviously, is going to be up to her. Michael, is there anything else you wanted to share before I just keep you on hold there, and we'll talk in a moment?
She could make a living.
No, I Ian, I did want to say thank you for your. I think you vocalized very well the freedom aspect, and articulate that very well, the freedom aspect, and you get that message out.
Thanks,
very
man.
Well on the airwaves.
I appreciate it. Glad to know you found us on broadcast radio in Norfolk on WNIS back when we were on that station. Unfortunately, we no longer are. I guess they didn't like our anti-war stance and ended up taking us off the air after many, many years.
Who is WNIS?
It's a massive radio station in Norfolk, Virginia that we were on for a long time before they decided they didn't want anything to do with us, I guess. But, Michael, stand by. We'll make sure we get your number here for Sarah in just a few moments. Nobody, you were going to say something there?
If Sarah can clean naked, how can she not make a living?
She just doesn't bother to try.
Oh. I wouldn't pay Sarah to clean naked. I would pay her to put clothes on and clean, maybe. But she's a socialist. She doesn't think she should have to work in order to make money. Her arrangement with Richard, as I understand it, just gets her a discount in rent or something like that. It's practical more so than it is any sort of desire to improve her station in life.
But it does improve her station in life, because she has, through her desire to, you know, have a slightly improved station, she's figured out a way to make it happen. So good for her. I mean, she's no longer living in a welfare house anymore. She's now in the trailer park, which is, you know, moving on up, as far as I'm concerned.
You're moving on up. Moving up.
She definitely seems to be doing better. And, you know, the world needs this to happen, right? I can't think of anything that would be more hilarious than having, you know, a caller, a longtime listener, take Sarah out to dinner, and then report back to us. You know, let us know how bad this train wreck actually is. Because you get to have
She's honest. I think she's just as bad probably in real life as she's on the phone.
I know, but that makes her a train wreck, right?
But a lot of people have been wanting to see what Sarah looks like. So hopefully Michael can get like a selfie or something with him and Sarah sitting in the restaurant and then send it to us, because that would be amazing.
Curious about that, because she really doesn't sound 60.
Yeah, well, she supposedly is Asian. She has she's at least a quarter Asian, I think. She says one of her grandmothers was from North Korea, so... Mm-hmm. A lot of times Asian women manage to kind of keep in shape for a long time compared to other people. I don't know if a quarter of Asian is enough to give you those benefits, but...
She sounds like she's more than a quarter Asian.
You think so?
Well, she's got an accent. I mean, how...
I couldn't identify
it,
though.
She grew up in America.
Yeah, I couldn't identify what the accent is.
Yeah, I can't identify it, but it definitely sounds like... some flavor of Asian. So I'm guessing she grew up in either a highly Asian household or a highly Asian neighborhood.
Could be. So I don't know. We'll talk to Sarah here in just a few moments, and I'll make sure that she gets that number. And maybe she'll do something. I mean, she'll probably be a little spooked, right? Like, it could be a weird
situation. Yeah, if it was me, I probably would not do it.
Wouldn't call?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that is a weird situation, right? Like, somebody you don't know.
But she's a socialist, and they sort of have a hang-up about not being able to eat, presumably, because so many socialist countries have people who are starving to death, so...
Well, Richard, I think, takes care of her food needs. I mean, or she buys some food, because she still gets a welfare check. She's just not living in a welfare home. Anyway, we got more coming up here. We're going to talk a little bit more about what is the official word on this Twitter takeover thing. We got the actual press release from Twitter. Trump saying he's not going to rejoin, even if they unban his account. Arya, you're saying call him BS on that one.
Yeah, he's going to rejoin. His ego can't allow him to not rejoin.
I'm wondering if Elon is going to join the Fediverse.
Wouldn't that be an interesting thing to do? Because he did say he intends to open source the algorithms of Twitter.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the great things about the Fediverse that you could do is basically have your own algorithms. Because right now there basically is no algorithm, but you could have a little client program that just searched for the things that you want to see.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can join.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Elon Musk is officially going to be purchasing Twitter. He's got the money. In fact, that was what apparently convinced Twitter to take the offer, was Musk managed to kind of prove that he had access to the funds, basically. Like, this was a real offer, not some kind of a joke or
a
troll.
The richest guy in the world. Didn't they know that?
Well, in theory, he's the richest guy in the world because he owns a bunch of Tesla stock or something like that.
Yeah, he's got a lot on paper. He doesn't have $42 billion in the bank, so he had to go to some people, right? Like, he had to do a little bit of footwork to secure this funding, but he did.
That's actually something socialists never understand. I think when they hear that somebody is a billionaire, they think he actually has, like, a billion-dollar bills sitting in a closet or a storage unit or a bank somewhere.
Like Scrooge McDuck with the big housing unit where he just swings through
it. Scrooge McDuck actually made sense because he kept his money in metal.
He did, and Futurama pointed out, not Futurama, Family Guy pointed out how disastrous it would be to try swimming in that. And
that's not going to work.
Oh my God, that's dense.
Yeah, it's painful to watch that clip.
But an 18-inch cube of gold weighs a ton.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
They actually have an episode of DuckTales that I didn't know about until recently, but they actually talk about inflation, and they make it really easy to for kids to understand the devastating effects of inflation in this
amazing
episode.
That only like 80 years ago they were pimping World War II to kids.
Oh, Disney? You mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Donald Duck was among them.
Yeah, I mean, they're still the Disney company still pimps the government, but...
Well, being a cartoon, Donald Duck doesn't have a real firm character. Depending on who draws him, he might do anything.
That is true. So, character Elon Musk has offered $44 billion to Twitter, and it has been accepted. Under the terms of the agreement, Twitter stockholders, this is actually from Twitter's press release here, came out today. Twitter stockholders will receive $54.20 in cash for each share of Twitter common stock that they own upon closing of the proposed transaction.
He fit 420 in there.
He did, and he did that on purpose. The purchase.
Is he a stoner?
He must be. I think, as you pointed out, Arya, he got high with Joe Rogan.
He did get high with Joe Rogan.
You don't have to be a stoner to get high with Joe Rogan. I mean, even if I had not started getting high again when I was 40, if Joe Rogan or Snoop Dogg had said, let's burn one, I would,
The purchase price represents...
See, I would not with Snoop Dogg, man, because... I value my life, and I feel like smoking with Snoop Dogg, you end up, like, smoking yourself stupid, because he's Snoop Dogg, and I wouldn't want to...
You wouldn't want to stop?
No, I wouldn't. The quality of the weed that he's got to be smoking, man...
It's probably very high.
Yeah, no, thank you.
But it, no matter how good the weed is, it's not fentanyl. It's not going to kill you. Yeah. Basically, you just move slower.
You can really only get so high before you'll just fall asleep.
I'm aware. It was a joke.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I'm letting our listeners
know
who may not realize that. So
have you ever heard that song, I'll Never Smoke Reefer with Willie Again?
No, I haven't.
Some guy smoked weed with Willie Nelson. And
didn't Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson have like a smoke off or something?
I believe they had a song together or something like that.
I'd like to see that. I would like to smoke with those guys.
The purchase price represents a 38% premium to Twitter stock closing price on April 1st, which was the last trading day before Musk disclosed his 9% stake in Twitter. Brett Taylor, Twitter's independent board chair, said, quote, the Twitter board conducted a thoughtful and comprehensive process to assess Elon's proposal with a deliberate focus on value, certainty, and financing. The proposed transaction will deliver a substantial cash premium and we believe is the best path forward for Twitter's stockholders.
That has to gall them because being on the board while holding really, truly, pathetically small shares of of stock, what that tells me is that their purpose for being at Twitter in the first place was not profit.
It's control.
Yeah.
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 Well, also
having 1% of Twitter, that's got to be a pretty pricey thing as well, right?
Sure, but generally you don't get approached for board membership unless you are a player, right? Like, you're not just going to be some schmo.
But, I mean, how many...
I guess
How many people have 1% of Twitter, though? It can't be many.
How many people what?
Actually own 1% of Twitter. I mean, we
look at... Less than 100.
I mean, right. We look at it, we go, oh, well, I can't, you know... They only own 1% of Twitter. Yeah, but that's like saying that's like someone owning, you know, 1,000 Bitcoin right now. It's like, okay, they may only have 1,000 Bitcoin or whatever, but when you stack that against the total number of Bitcoin out there.
Yeah, there's only a handful, I think, of people that own more than 1% of Twitter, and it may not even be a whole handful. I know Jack Dorsey, the former CEO, has like 2.5%. Mm-hmm. Musk had 9%, and I think the crown prince of Saudi Arabia.
There's actually one person who owns more than, well, not a person, but I guess the Vanguard Fund.
Oh, yes, there are many funds.
Owns like 10%, so
that's
slightly
correct.
More than
BlackRock's got
Musk.
Some.
BlackRock's got some.
Bank
There's
of America.
A Saudi prince
yes.
who has like 5 or 6%.
Yes, and he was against
he was against it. I actually suggested that somebody tweeted him about that because it's like, you know, well, obviously. I mean, you run a country where they'll cut your head off for telling the truth, so I'm not surprised you're not big on the free speech.
Right. In fact, he was saying he wanted to double, before the deal was done, and it's done now, but the Crown Prince guy was talking about doubling down and like increasing his share to fight against Musk, and looks like things didn't work out for him.
The leftists would have loved it, is the amazing thing.
Yeah, they would have.
They would have been. I don't understand why. Why it is that, like, they're like, if you say anything like, you know, Babylon Bee names that really ugly trans woman in the Biden administration, the just horrifically ugly one. She got named Woman
of the Year,
for something.
Woman, right.
And
Time
so
magazine.
They named her Man of the Year and got thrown
banned.
off Twitter. But the Saudis will actually cut people's heads off for being gay, and the leftists just love it. They're like, it's cool.
Yeah, leave his account be. Here's what Musk had to say about it. This is Musk's quote that Twitter included in this press release. Quote, free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy, and Twitter is the digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated.
See, that's the part where I'm like, okay, this is an ego trip for Elon Musk just as much as it was for Donald Trump or any of these other companies. No one is debating the future of democracy on Twitter.
A lot of people are.
No, they're arguing incessantly, and no one's getting anywhere. That's not debating. That's just a bunch of trolls arguing incessantly.
That's what debating the future of humanity looks like.
No, it's just a bunch of people jerking it on the internet.
But
it's like our Matrix chat, except it's publicized to a larger audience.
Nobody, you would probably make the case that you've convinced people on Twitter.
I think I've probably convinced some people, but the thing about Twitter, I've never been a big Twitter user.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm somewhat too verbose for their
280 characters.
Didn't they increase it to like 500?
No, it was increased from 140 to 280.
Oh God, 140! I don't even get through my lead-in in 140 characters. But
there used to be something called TwitLonger that would allow you to make a much longer tweet and then just sort of post a link to it, but it took people off of Twitter, so it never really got off the ground. But yeah, the 140 character limit, that sucked.
280 sucks.
But that's not a huge improvement.
And maybe Musk will make that change, too. Who knows what he's going to be bringing to the table here. He did... Well, I got a little bit more from him coming up here in a moment, and if you want to weigh in, feel free. I tend to kind of be between the both of y'all. I think that most people are wasting their breath arguing on Twitter, but there are probably some people who've seen people like Nobody arguing on there, and they might have been persuaded on an issue.
I'm not saying no one's ever been persuaded, but I'm saying, like, the future of the human species is not going to be solved or decided on Twitter or Facebook.
The thing is, there's a lot of... important people on Twitter. A lot of people that you normally can't interact with.
That is true, and they're a little bit more accessible there. There's more coming up. Hour two.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.